Well, good morning. What a joy it is to come together for the call to worship this morning. You know, it's a special time of our worship service, but especially this day being Father's Day, June the 20th. So we're grateful that we can honor fathers and we can come together. As you most know, that Judy's voice has not been strong for the last couple of weeks, and our grandson Charles is helping us with a call to worship, granddaughter Lexi, and today we have a special guest, grandson Trevor. Well, join me this morning as we do the call to worship. I'll read the light-colored print if you would respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer of confession. While we wander far from home, the Father awaits our return.
I will get up and go to my Father and say, Father, I have sinned, and I am no longer fit to be called your child.
Our Father will welcome us home with open arms and celebrate our return because we were lost, but now we have been found.
Praise be to God, our merciful Father, who forgives our sins and restores us to wholeness. Amen.
And together, the prayer of confession. Gracious God, our Father, we have all gone astray like lost sheep. We have been lured by the world to squander our blessings. Finally, we have come to our senses, and we give you thanks and praise for welcoming us home with open arms. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father. You may be seated.